My boy, who was talking about Uzis today, was also telling this dude so fucking funny.
Jeez.
He got his nephew a thing that looks like a cop badge. But if you pull it out, it's a little knife.
Wait, what's it look like?
It's like a fake cop badge.
That has a knife in it?
And you pull it down.
You'd be like, freeze on the cops. You can just hurt someone.
It's like a knife in a boot tip.
Which is funny. You're falsely wearing a cop hat. Yeah. You're whipping knife.
I'm actually a cop. Actually, I'm a criminal.
Fuck, that was making me laugh so fucking hard.
That is funny.
That's such a sick present, dude. Oh, what do you know about that, dude?
How old's your nephew?
He's like
18. Oh, perfect age.
17.
Perfect stabbing age.
For sure, 100%.
17, 18, that's when you're going to get it. If you're going to stab someone, those are the prime years.
This dude rules harder than anyone I can possibly think. That was a dude who I pulled up on the other day, and he was talking about, I don't even remember, I talked about this somewhere, I forget where, but that was a guy who hit, oh, that was when I was doing stand-up, but I like saw him, he looked all tired, and I was like, what'd you get into last night? Yeah. He's like, BattleBots is back on TV. He's like, they used to have 75 robots. Now they have 250 in the tournament. He's like, dude, I was up all fucking night.
This guy had an Uzi? He's watching BattleBots? Who is this guy?
He's my boy, dude.
Your squad is nuts, dude. If he ever tells you about members of his squad, dude, who are you hanging out with? Who do you go hang out with?
Yeah, where do you find a badge that turns into a knife?
Dude, I don't know, man.
It's like the BattleBots, dude. The merch table.
That is a bad,
Dude is so fucking, he'll like show me, I'm like, how was like Halloween? He was like pumped on Halloween, so he like, he had like a sick Bane costume. This guy's a fucking man. He's like showing me pictures of the party, and then he's like, it's him, and he's like, I don't know what, like,
it's just Luis Gomez.
No, this dude fucking, he pulls up this one picture and he goes, I don't know what you're, before he shows me the picture, he's like, I don't know how you grew up or what your neighborhood's like, but like at our parties we usually have like a crackhead from the neighborhood we invite over and just give him drugs. He was like, here's me with Luis.
Luis.
Yeah, whatever his name was. He's like, he was fucked up, dude. We gave him like probably 1,000 milligrams of weed edibles.
Oh man. Holy, that's a fun thing to do at a party. Bringing a homeless guy, just toss drugs in them.
Yeah, it's real. That's like real, like rich people energy.
True.
Like, that's like real.
Bringing in the help and like just being like
fucking them up.
Yeah, yeah, give them ketamine.
That was the, there was a guy, Omar, in West Philadelphia, who used to go into my brother's shop. And he was like, my brother would like pay him to like take out the trash or whatever. And he was like, he was a Moroccan dude. He would come in and like, you know, when he wasn't all fucked up, he would take the trash out, do his thing. But then he was like homeless. So he would just go to parties at Penn and like kids would just feed him acid and shit. And he loved it. He would just go out. I would drive past him. He would sit in front of cars and like try to slow them down with his hands. And people
probably
like,
worked every once in a while.
I mean, dude, it stops. It stopped
every
traffic.
Once in a while, they hit a traffic light. And he'd be
I'd
like,
slow down.
No, he would stop traffic. They'd have to stop or they'd
oh,
hit
he
him.
Would stand in the way.
He'd
and
be in the way.
He'd Harry Potter spell them. Yeah, he'd be like, Stopicus.
He'd expel a rhyme or something, dude. Yeah. But yeah, that was he died.
Nice.
Killed himself. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
not how I thought he was going to go.
I talked about that
I
before.
Was going to, you know what I would have guessed?
What, hit by a car?
Hit by a car, for sure. Thought he would have went the way of the paper boy.
No, that was, he came to my brother's wedding, I think, actually. We had a little party at my parents' house, and he like, came out and was just,
he was like, I have an objection.
Crushing beer. No.
Speak now or forever, hold your peace. He's like, hold up.
He was crushing beers, and then my brother was like, you have to get him the fuck. He started wiling out, dude.
He was at a wedding?
He came to my brother's wedding, yeah. My brother had him come out to, like, God. The after party at my parents' house. And
at your parents' house?
Why did he invite a homeless?
Because Omar was just, like, he was, like, his right hand. He would always hang in the shop with him. When he wasn't drinking, he was great. But then when he started hitting
what did he do
booze,
at the party?
He just started talking shit to people, like being a motherfucker. So then I had to take him
obviously.
Home. I mean, yeah, dude. When you talked to him, it was weird because he was like, he claimed that he was like a doctor in Morocco. So, but he like, he was like,
he probably was.
He knew. I know. He like, dude. When he wasn't drinking, he would tell you shit, and he'd be like, "Damn, that's fucking crazy." He also, if he saw an Asian person, he would go, "I'm on to you," because he had like theories about what they were really up to. Which
what
is,
are they really up to?
He had some. He was making. This is Omar's Asian words. He was making.
I just
like,
told you what they were
true.
Up to. No good. Join the Patreon.
He had made an extraterrestrial connection, so he was like hitting them with like theories on like Earth versus like planets and shit. Like,
wait, he thought Asians
were aliens.
He was on that tip.
But he would sit there and he would talk about it for like in depth. That was weird. He like But he, yeah, so I took him home.
Medicine's a little bit different in Morocco.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that was like 101.
Biology.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, here's the deal.
None of this works on Asians. Yeah.
But yeah, so he, I took him home, and then him and Brittany argued, of course, the whole way home. And then Brittany threatened to stab him. And then he tried to get out of my car on 95. And I was like, dude, you got to make it to West
What
Philly.
Are you doing?
I was just.
This
I
is you.
What do you mean?
This is your life.
This is a while ago.
What were they arguing? What were they arguing about?
He was just like kind of talking. He was just like talking shit. He was like talking to me, and then Brittany would say something, and he'd be like, "Yeah, right."
You were probably like, "Nice, dude."
And she was like, "Omar, if you don't stop, I'm gonna fuck you up." And he's like, "You won't do shit to me." And she's like, "I'll fucking stab you." And he was like, "You don't fucking stab." I'm like, "Both of you guys, what the fuck? What are you doing?"
Damn.
Yeah, dude. She was pissed at him. I'm like, "You're arguing." I was like, "You're arguing with a schizophrenic."
Driving a homeless dude. You ever put like a cat in a car?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It must have been nuts, dude. He was just crawling around in the back.
They just chill, foot up on the whole back seat, just like fully comfortable, full vagabond posture, dude. Just fucking
damn.
Yeah, that was fucking wild.
That is wild.
But no, yeah, I was chilling with my boy today, dude. That guy is one of the funniest dudes in the world. His BattleBot revelation made me laugh for like 3 days. Just being like, dude, they got 250 bots in the tournament, dude.
It's a big tournament, dude. The big dance.
He's like, dude. He was like talking. He's like describing.
I thought when I was young, I was like, BattleBots is gonna be the coolest fucking thing I've ever even imagined. And it sucked. Dude.
I thought it was awesome.
BattleBots sucked. The best move you could do is a thing with like a ramp. That was the best.
There was the drill. There was the boar.
Who one of them had a ramp that just flipped the other one over, and it was like, all right,
an angled
that's it.
Ramp.
Yeah.
One of them was literally a wedge. In fact, that was probably its name was wedge.
I think. Yeah.
And it was the most unstoppable.
There was the boar. The boar was pretty good. The one that would just drill a hole in you.
I don't even think they were drills connected to remote control cars, so there was nothing like it was against steel. The car would just stop.
You could do metal bit.
No, I mean there wasn't enough pressure for the drills, so none of the weapons were. There was like one with like a blowtorch for some reason.
Yeah.
A flamethrower that did absolutely nothing.
Dude,
the wedge just flipped him. Dude, what are you laughing at? You like wedge?
Because, dude, I fucking love BattleBots. They had the one with the big hammer.
The hammer.
What's that guy
he's
do?
Still in the tournament. He's still in the tournament.
The tournament's going now?
The hammer isn't. Yeah, dude.
The big dance is Thursdays, on right now?
Thursdays, dude.
Holy shit.
But the wedge beats the hammer every time.
Wedge is the best.
The wedge
just tips the hammer over.
The wedge will flip it. Yeah, the hammer's top heavy for sure.
Every single one of these things is a remote control car. That some retard attached like a hammer to. You should get into the BattleBots.
I want to Joe Rogan. What Joe Rogan does in the UFC, I'm trying to get into BattleBots. I'm like, whoa! I'm here with the Japanese kid. Like, Yoshimoto, I'm here with the winner of BattleBots. What do you got to say for yourself? Like, arm around him.
What do you think Yoshimoto would say?
He's just, I mean, it would be subtitled, obviously. He'd be like, I'm very happy and very pleased and very proud.
Very pleased with my wedge.
I'm taking the wedge.
The wedge. What's the wedge up to? Find out, Lemaire.
Yeah, they're going to do the wedge is going to get, I mean, it's probably a strong contender, but robotics has come a long way. Battle robotics has come a long way, dude.
And they gotta have, is the hammer still in it?
Hammer, I believe, from my sources.
How many more variations can there be?
There's 250. Yeah.
I know, but there has to be like four different wedges.
There's got to be like pulverizers.
Punchers.
Punchers. Acetylene torch. You could easily
kind of thing.
I'd like a spiderish one, the one that walked, but he would get eviscerated.
Oh yeah,
can you imagine wedge?
But now they could be like carbon fiber and lightweight. And
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
they got a spider one called Black Widow this year.
What do you think of that guy?
Yeah,
it's looking pretty sick. You got eight legs. It looks like a Black Widow, and it looks like it shocks people.
Does it have any wheels?
Shocks
on
them.
Yeah, probably on the bottom. It looks like on the bottom of it.
Oh, see, that's not good. That means it sucks.
That thing's going to suck.
If it has legs, but it still just goes on
and it's
going
to try to shock the wedge?
I'm going to watch bots.
Was made out of whatever they make the steps to wrestling.
What?
Wrestling.
Yeah, like steel. Diamond plate?
Yes. It was made entirely out of wrestling steps, and all it did was flip you over.
Yeah.
I remember I was so excited. I was like, this is the future. And I sat down and watched it, and I was like, fucking Wedge? Wedge is winning?
It's made out of wrestling steps.
That's all I remember. It was made out of wrestling steps, and I was furious, dude.
Oh, fuck. Oh, dude. I'm gonna watch the tournament. I'll get back. I'll check in.
You watch the tournament.
I'm gonna go to my boy's house.
With no weed. Because weed, I'm sure, makes BattleBots fucking incredible.
Wait, so is the whole 250 field still in it? Or are they? Is it down no, to like the final?
It's down to the Elite Eight.
Probably the Elite Eight now, but it's a bigger
16.
Pool.
It's probably Sweet 16.
All new bots, dude. He was telling me. He was like, it's not like before. It basically shared your concern. He's like, dude, it's... They've stepped it up big time.
Do they do it like with those drone pilots? Do they have like a headset on?
I haven't seen
it.
I gotta watch. I'm just a BattleBot poser right now. I have to watch.
Yeah.
Lemaire's not.
Lemaire, have you seen the new season?
No, but now I am. I'm going to start watching it tonight.
Why?
It's everything I want it to be. There's
250 bots in the tournament.
It can't
be
everything I want it
to be. I don't like the fact that the spider had wheels on its belly. That's not a good sign.
And they
sign.
Don't get, like, that's the bots good, typically, bot you know how shitty your bot has to be for it to lose in this thing?
He said there are some junkers still in there that just fizzle immediately.
Yeah, there's some dope ones. There's this one that looks like a shark. There's a shark bot.
that's winning me back a little. I like that.
What's its weapon?
Teeth? Crunchy teeth?
Oh.
It has teeth and it has a tail.
Ooh.
Tail whip from Sharkbite?
Oh, come on.
Is Wrestling Steps still in it?
Yeah, is the wedge still there?
Yeah, it's called Deadlift now.
Deadlift, dude. Do they add like a hydraulic press that like pops it up?
It just
true,
looks like,
I remember that guy.
Just, like, it's just a wedge. Just,
it's a wedge. It's fucking useless. Fuck, it's a piece of shit. It just crushes everybody.
It dominates.
A wedge, that thing would fuck this room up if that came in here.
Oh, that would fucking...
A wedge would fucking ruin this whole room.
Yo, what's going on, dude? It's happening.
Howdy, y'all.
Damn, you're looking ripped.
Yeah, man. Thanks, bro. Looking jacked, bro. Yeah.
It's my new morning routine.
Are you lifting?
Just bodyweight stuff. Okay. I got a pull-up bar, too, right now, so... That's when it takes you to the next level.
Yeah.
Wake up every morning, 7 a.m. I used to wake up at 6 a.m. Now... 7, 8, the extra hour gives me a little more energy, so wake up at 7, 7:15 if I'm being honest.
How many hours of sleep are you getting in?
8, of course. 8 hours.
Okay,
mandatory? I have to get my full 8,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, mandatory.
Mandatory.
Yeah.
I have to get 8. That's,
yeah, I
getting...
did Peloton 3 days in a row.
Show your legs, dude.
Not a big...
My
legs
get clear tables.
Legs
we should get clear tables so we can show calves.
it would be crazy.
True.
A lot of people are concerned about my body image. You know what I mean? I get body shamed quite a bit.
It's kind of bullshit.
If they saw my legs, they'd
be
like...
Yeah, you got ripped legs.
Are bad.
True.
I'm built like fucking Saquon Barkley down there. It's crazy. Almost entirely. Other than my penis.
You think he's got a
huge... I imagine Saquon Barkley has... I guarantee it's bigger than my penis.
You think he's a bigger penis than you?
I would be willing to bet all of my... I'd be willing to bet my life Saquon Barkley has a larger penis than me.
Wow. Imagine playing dick poker. There has to
wagers?
Be a game. Dick poker, one round in and out.
I think Ohtani's got something.
Nah. Ohtani's
usually
got
little guys have little hogs.
A little something to talk about.
Yeah. Lamar. Lamar, how's your penis? I've never even imagined your penis. I've never even once thought of
it. Go
your
either
penis.
Way.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I've really always thought of just asexual being.
Yeah, I have an asexual penis.
How's your dong? Pretty neither here nor there?
Yeah, it's just a regular old dong.
Fair to Midland dong.
Yeah.
I can see him having a great penis.
Lemaire?
Yeah, the world missing out
on
Lemaire's penis.
Are you cut? Uncut.
I'm cut.
You're cut?
Dude.
Nice.
Yeah. He's got that Christian, yeah.
You have a Christian penis?
Penis.
Your penis is Christian?
But you can sit a bunch of guys and play dick poker and just fucking have to read everybody and bet against who you think your dick's bigger than theirs. At the end, you just show your hand.
It should
There's
be
no
like
cards.
A blind man's buff. Like, you get a picture of your dick on your flaccid penis. You get Polaroids. Everybody Polaroids their dick right now.
Yeah.
As we're sitting.
True.
Derek, dude, mine's... Mine would be insane, dude.
Oh, man.
Polaroid
of
the
dome. It'd be cool if you could lay them out and have like a race as they grow, you know?
Ew, Chris.
Ew, dude. Ew, dude. What the fuck? We're trying to play fucking dick poker, dude.
Well, how do you measure it? How do you measure it?
You're trying to have sex. Just by the eyes.
No, guys.
Just by the eyes. Dude, you're trying to have sex.
What are
you trying
to have sex? There's nothing gay about this.
Yeah, you're right. You guys are making it gay.
You want us? You want our penises to grow sexually?
How else are you going to measure flaccid dicks?
Yes. That's the only true measure of a man.
Yeah, you put the... Yeah, hard dick doesn't even count.
It's more exciting if it's hard, because then they start flaccid,
dude.
And people get their...
Come on, man. I just got done doing the podcast.
We just talked about war heroes.
We talked about prisoners of war. Go to the Patreon. Join the Patreon. Listen to my history podcast.
It's fucking awesome.
And we had to do it first because there's no way I wasn't going to talk about the entire podcast.
Dude, the weirdest thing was I was thinking about that earlier today. I'm like, I don't think some people make it through
a regular. I'm not going to be able to get through a regular.
Without being like, well, one quick thing.
Yeah, let me tell you something about the 1905 Russo-Japanese War. Yeah, there's no chance.
So when you called me, I was like, oh, perfect.
Thanks. I also forgot a major fact.
What?
In the Patreon.
Dude.
Right when we got done, I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
You got to be able to stop and edit. That's the when you do a history podcast, you need to stop like every sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, a lot of that's also, you know, they have teleprompters you can put over your camera that you just go like, hey, guys. And I'm like, how the fuck are these guys keeping this many like things in their head straight?
True.
It's a teleprompter right over your webcam.
That's how they do it. We're not dumb.
Exactly.
You and me aren't idiots.
If we sat and wrote out, we should one day sit out and write a podcast.
I don't write a set list.
Hey, Shane, I agree.
Dude, I don't write. Like, I'll have a show and wait until 2 minutes before I'm on stage. Like, a room full of people waiting to hear me talk, and I'm like, fuck.
I know.
Like, I wait till the feature's almost done, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's so funny to watch.
What do I have to say? I'm going to bomb. What am I going to fucking talk about?
Well, that's the thing, because if you wrote it earlier, you'd just be thinking about that bombing for longer.
True.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what, whenever you just like panic and put something together, you're like, well, this sucks, but I don't have to worry about
funny.
It for 2 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, I don't know about you. Oh, also, check the Patreon out, because that Spud intro video. Fucking
he's a
monster,
master
dude.
Documentarian. Dude.
I called him today on
a lot
the way.
Of Easter eggs in
that
there.
Was today. That was on the way here. I called him and I was like, "Hey, I'm going to do this history podcast today. Can you make that for me?" And he just exactly how I envisioned it.
It's crazy.
Exactly
he's
how
like
I
a
mean.
Young Adam
so
Curtis.
Good.
Who's that? Did you ever see Adam Curtis's documentaries? That was a guy who did Century of the Self and all those things. He uses like a ton of old stockpile footage. It looks really cool.
Spud rules.
Spud's nasty, dude. He was fucking with Adobe. I showed him a little premiere, and he was like,
Yeah,
there are some Easter eggs in there that lets you know it is Spud making that intro.
I know.
Great Easter egg. Anyway.
Shout out to Amber.
Whoa, Chris. That's what I hate about Chris.
Dude, I can't believe he wants us to do this. I can't believe he wants us to have sex, dude.
He wants us to have homosexual sex.
I don't think you guys are appreciating how much better it would be, because you have a round of betting, just blind bet, right?
That's more Dick Blackjack.
Then you whip out the soft.
There could be.
Another round of betting takes place.
Ooh,
I hear you on that. I do like that. That's the flop. That's the flop. Then you see the flop.
That's Texas hold us.
But yeah, coming off of an episode of just absolute war heroes, prisoners of war, and then
I had a lot of respect too.
You had no respect. What? You need to respect the troops.
I was full of respect, dude.
Disgust me.
I just love all the troops, dude. You know that about me.
Has any McCusker served?
My uncles, dude. Two of my uncles lost their fingers. Shit. Dude. Two of my uncles in the Navy. I don't think they saw active duty.
How they lose their fingers?
That's probably just the best around on the dock.
It's the best way to get out of service. Is like can't shoot.
Yeah,
they both lost their point. I have two uncles that
both lost their trigger fingers.
Tip of their trigger fingers
during Vietnam.
No, dude, they're like on the they're like
in like the 90s.
Shitty mechanics in the Navy. Yeah, they're like the late 70s Navy.
I have no respect for troops in the 90s, other than Desert Storm.
Desert Storm was no joke.
When was Panama? Was that the 80s?
Panama. Sounds like something you do in the 80s. Yeah. Panama's a very 80s kind of place.
Panama.
Yeah, I would say.
There's a lot of neon lights.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Panama was probably in the 80s. But yeah, but two uncles, dude, lost their goddamn fingers, dude.
I apologize for questioning the McCuskers.
Like sweeping up the deck of a Navy, whatever the lowest thing was.
Got a splinter, got infected.
Yeah, dude. My mom's cousin was in Vietnam.
Mm.
He's a bad boy.
How was your Christmas? Let's get right down to it. What did Santa bring you?
Just a knife.
A knife?
Just got a knife.
That's how you're going to live like your uncles.
That's all I got. You got a knife.
You and Gump, the Lieutenant Dan montage of all of his relatives dying in different wars?
That's
you guys losing fingers throughout history. I've seen you lose a finger.
You almost lost
this
finger.
I've seen you close.
Yeah. It's a family curse, dude. Can't believe I reversed that. That should have been a lost finger that time I slipped.
For now, dude.
True, I can always
cut. You just got a knife. Why'd
you get
a knife?
Horrible. That was the for our family Pollyanna.
Someone gave you a knife.
I got a knife.
What kind of knife?
Yeah. Just a little pocket knife, a little sticker. Not a switchblade, nothing mechanical, fancy.
A fucking
Swiss Army?
Not just a little, like, it's like a pocket knife. I think it's legal. I think it's actually a little bigger than
is
four
it,
fingers.
Is it for something or
just for fucking protecting myself, dude, my rights.
Nice. So I got your rights.
My dad gave me a shotgun like last month. I'm father to son transaction, and now I have a knife.
Thinking about getting a gun.
Everybody's thinking about getting a gun.
Dude, yeah. Gun sales have, I think, like gone up. They're at like a historical high right now.
I watched that movie Nocturnal Animals. Did you ever see that movie?
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, and it made me want to get a
gun.
What
takes place in that?
A guy's driving through like Texas, like West Texas, and like a bunch of hee-hawing guys fucking pull him over.
They made a movie about white guys being scary?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
It's our turn right now.
And yeah. They pull him over.
Big time, bro.
It's Jake Gyllenhaal. He's a white guy. It's white on white.
Yeah. So Jake Gyllenhaal is like the guy who's getting like messed with by the...
He's driving through with his wife and daughter. Yeah. And they like...
There's just white Texans just being like, trash out boy. There.
Yeah, they take his wife and daughter.
They smell pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like blood in the water down there. Yeah. Pussy goes down to West Texas.
Oh, so it was like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they like ran him off the road.
Damn.
They're the horniest guys ever. That should have been the title of the movie. The horniest guys on earth.
Nocturnal Animals is pretty close.
Yeah. Damn. So these horny ass guys try to basically Mr. Steal Your Girls, dude.
Big time, dude.
And I was just watching this being like, this could happen to me.
You need a gun.
Yeah.
Well, you can get a magnetic mount for like right underneath your steering wheel.
Just in case somebody wants to rape your girlfriend.
Yeah. It's just like, you know,
have a gun.
I do need to be able to kill people.
Yeah.
I think we all need to be able to murder.
Just in an emergency, just neutralize.
True.
So,
what kind of piece do you think you get?
I don't know. I don't really know anything about it'd have to be small, you know.
You should get a revolver.
I want to be able to take it with me all the time. I kind of want to just always.
You
want
a carry permit?
I just want to always have a gun.
Of anybody in this
room,
that'd
be awesome.
Or last on who should have a gun. I've never seen the guy spaz harder.
Yeah, I think
you need to carry. Well, you need to carry. You need to start carrying a weapon at all times for sure.
One of us wouldn't have
made it out of that lake house. You had a handgun that trip, dude.
Yeah, I need to start. Yeah,
card game would have ended. Yeah. It would have been like the Wild West.
No,
dude.
I'd be responsible with it. You don't think I'd be responsible with it?
I'd have been knocked.
Yeah, you can't drink.
I just want to feel.
You carry
power.
A gun. You can't be drunk at all.
We'd have been playing. We would have been playing horse race drinking game. I would have been sitting there like Doc Holliday. You would have taken your gun out, spun it around.
I mean, it's so hard. If I was, I couldn't drive with a gun. I was talking to my friend today. He said he used to have an Uzi. He was like never really shot it, except he's like in the 90s on New Year's, you know, there was like all abandoned houses behind me, so New Year's Eve I would just go and just shoot the abandoned houses.
Jesus. Some crackhead woke up to it. Some Vietnam vet sleeping in there just like, not again.
Imagine on New Year's, like your neighbor's just going like fucking ripping an Uzi right out of the back of his house.
Damn.
Into just like an old dilapidated brick building.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd want to carry yourself like you don't have one, so that people don't see it coming.
True.
Know? I'm very. I try to calm things down.
A wedge, that thing would fuck this room up if that came in here.
Oh, that would fucking
wedge would fucking ruin this whole room.
I want to do a wedge Roomba. If someone in your house you don't like, you just fucking pile
Dude, they
the
have
wedge
Roomba
at them.
Lawnmowers now.
What?
Just saw a commercial for
really?
It.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Thank fucking God.
It's time. Although that's like the only thing I like doing. It's
really?
The only chore I enjoy doing.
I fucking hate mowing.
Cutting the
lawn.
I like it.
I just have to cut my whole
toss
fucking...
on a pot.
You see that grass?
Toss on Carlin.
And again. You've been helping the old man cut the lawn?
And again. Yeah. When I'm home, I cut the lawn.
I used to wake up every morning.
Phil's going to have a heart attack, dude.
True. You saw the compound, the fucking lawn I had.
That's
to
a tough lawn.
That sucked, dude. That was like 4 hours every Saturday.
Yeah, that's a bad lawn.
I swore to myself.
I got a two-hour
push,
lawn.
That's all push mower?
Push mower, yeah. Those hills are tough on the sides of the house. They get you going.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I was on a zero turn Skag, dude. 61-inch deck.
Can't even.
But I had to do the perimeter with the fucking push mower. Hated that, dude. I couldn't get the Skag too close to the house because you hit a golf ball and blow out the windows. I was always pushing limits, trying to bring the Skag right up to the perimeter, and they'd be like, "Get that thing over there."
Tommy cuts our backyard, and he also grills back there and throws the charcoal into the yard. So he tries to cut the lawn. Charcoal just—it's like gun bullets, dude. Just and they're black, so they just hit other people's houses and like explode.
Oh.
Pretty great. We've been getting hammered and throwing snowballs at houses, which is
that's.
Tommy's got a fucking cannon.
He
you ever see
toss?
Him? Dude, him throwing snowballs is... I get drunk and just watch him throw snowballs.
Think,
I'm like,
Tommy,
this is like my
I feel like
favorite
Tommy's
thing.
Like a... I think he might be like a Captain America. Like a shitty, really? Like a shitty Captain America.
True.
Strikes me as like strong 1950s vibes.
If we made a movie of the Patreon, he'd be great. He'd be a good Mario. Good WAP.
Oh, that's what I do.
He's like, I'll run at the ball. I'll go straight for the Notre Dame. Dude, speaking of, Fighting Irish are about to have a baton death march of their own this Saturday. Man. My boys.
I'd like to see them win.
Oh, well, you're going to be waiting another decade.
I'd like to see them win.
Got to see if the Russians are have to save them,
are going
to
get
It's just they're pounded. Due for a win. They're due for a win.
Chris.
They're due for a win.
Against
they're
Bammer?
Bammer? Yeah, Alabama is – they're going to kill Notre Dame.
Where are they playing? Where are they playing again?
It's the Rose Bowl, but unfortunately it's not in Pasadena.
Obviously, they have to have
it's
in Texas.
It's in Texas, yeah.
They need to get the. They need to get.
I just came from a family party. I know a couple things about football. All right. He's talking about the bowl games.
They need to squirt some COVID.
That's our hope. Is Alabama gets COVID and then bring in Texas A&M, and then that would be a good game.
Yeah.
But Texas A&M played Alabama already and lost by about 30. Notre Dame's going to get.
The Irish have this, dude.
Wouldn't they just play a decimated Alabama team?
No. Well, yeah, maybe, but it would.
That's what.
There's a certain percentage. Decimated Alabama team still beats Notre Dame.
I still think I'd like to see. I'd like to see
it. It would rule. Trust me, I'm going to watch it. And and when kickoff happens, I'm going to be like, we got a chance.
Oh, for sure.
And then like 3 plays later, I'll be like, holy shit, these guys are good.
Damn.
It's going to hurt.
That's going to be tough.
It's crazy that I let myself get my hopes up for this. Like, I know. Also, if anybody here bets, easy money.
You think so?
Alabama's minus 19 and a half. They're going to win by over 20. I know they are.
Really?
Couldn't be if Notre Dame is within 20. That's a victory.
Yeah,
for Notre Dame, it won't happen.
Do you? You're gonna have like
unfortunately.
A support, you need a support team for that day. You have to structure
I
like
might,
a support system.
I can't figure out where I'm gonna go. I'm either gonna go back to New York tomorrow or sit there and watch it with my old man.
Oh,
but that's a tough one to share with the family.
Yeah,
I've watched Notre Dame get killed with my family, and it makes me annoyed.
Yeah,
it makes me mad. My mom would be like, "Turn this off. They're terrible." I'm like, "Shut up, mom."
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know anything, Mom.
Yeah. What do you and your dad usually do while the Irish are getting spanked?
Oh, they suck.
You disagree about why they suck. Yeah.
True. That's usually a, argue about big, why they suck. Yeah. You were there for that Clemson 30-10.
Yeah.
He was there for that. We
I'll
went
tell
to,
you why they suck.
We celebrated a little strip club action after.
Yeah.
That was a nice night.
It was.
Notre Dame got murdered. We saw some tits.
Nice. So, yeah, that's how you ease the stain.
That's how you solve it.
But you go to the strip club and they're just like patting your wounds, like, be still.
Oh, that's what Santa Claus brought me.
What?
My Notre Dame shoes.
Dude, show those things off.
Hold on.
Those things are fucking awesome, man.
OTC.
If they, if they lose, you're going to kick them off and run outside and be like, man, I fucking hate you, man. I fucking hate you, man. Dude, those things are nice. I don't. I think you should wear them 24/7. First of all,
I'm wearing them until Saturday.
Autograph them.
I'm going to wear them until Saturday.
Sign whoever their best player is, sign their name, and be like, yeah, you autograph them.
Whoa.
Damn.
Imagine.
Dude.
What does it say on the inside?
It says, this is good for me. This is important for me. It's got Bluetooth connectivity to the app I use to see how far I've walked.
It's the Under Armour. It's the Under Armour thing.
I can check how far I've sat in the room.
Look at that, how many times you put your feet up?
Damn, dude.
Alabama's in trouble if I'm wearing these.
Damn, look at the back. Look at that snake skin on the back, dude.
They are nice.
Imagine that coming at you, Matt.
Dude, I don't want to. I don't want to, dude.
Oh. I might install this thing in the bots.
Dude.
This could be a bot. A
Notre Dame shoe?
This technically with Bluetooth is Notre Dame shoe could stand up to the wedge.
Yeah, just attach it to a roller, a couple rollerblades.
Oh, thank God. It didn't chip the paint.
Dude, don't have a trip.
That's just sticker left over.
You're going to get them chrome dipped.
No. Yeah.
Damn, they probably dipped them in, what is that, 24 karat?
This is 24 karat. These shoes were $9 million.
I like that.
I like what do you think of these, Chris? Would you like a pair of these?
I've been following Notre Dame hockey a little bit on Instagram.
You would, fucking cunt.
Well, they look cool. They got cool outfits.
They do have cool outfits. Yeah. But college hockey, even when we went, it's pretty tough to watch.
Yeah.
College hockey is pretty bad.
Yeah, I thought about it. I don't remember. I remember being there. I remember.
Yeah. I think I fought my girl. I think all we did was all fight our girlfriends.
Yeah.
We decided to go to Notre Dame with girlfriends.
We fought pretty much the entire time.
I got in like – me and – that girl would go to Notre Dame every year, and I think every year we got in like a breakup fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder whose fault that was, looking back at it. She was probably pretty excited to go on this trip, and I would just black out. And not, she'd be like, I want to go see the grotto. I'd be like, I've seen it a million times. We're here to take care of Texas. I want to go to the bookstore. I'm like, we're not going to the fucking bookstore. Yeah. I'll take the blame on that one.
Dude, that was like we would go into rooms, fight with our girlfriends, come back out, and just get hammered.
Shit, I fought with your girlfriend. Everybody fought me.
Argument orgy.
That was bots, dude. I wedged hard. Your girlfriend came at me, hit her with a wedge, dude.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That was a good time. Oh, the Woodman on that trip?
We can't
trash the Woodman again.
You can't, dude. He was
again. What are you trashing?
Trashed him a little last week.
Oh, that was we didn't do it.
Yeah, true.
That was our malicious
guest.
Yeah. He's so fucking funny.
Yeah, Nick's funny.
Nick is funny as hell. But yeah, the Woodman was very funny on the Notre Dame trip.
All right, fuck it. We might as well say it. He was like, I made a deal. What was it? We were all poor.
Yeah.
We were all poor. Yeah. Thankfully, I had a girlfriend.
I was balling.
You were balling. Shut up, man.
I got to stop throwing up gang signs from that show, The No-Go Zone. I was watching, dude.
What the
no-go? Ugly Americans, dude. Oh, we'll talk about it. Woodman, there was not a lot of money in the house, dude.
Yeah.
At all. You know, and then the Woodman was definitely on hard times, and he got out there, and he was just like,
oh yeah, we tried to Uber to something, probably to the campus for the hockey game.
We got food too. Yeah. We got food first.
Food that was nice.
Yeah.
What happened there?
So we got food, and we're all like, all right, let's split up some groceries, let's do some stuff. He's like, oh, I'm cool, I'm good on that. And then like we're gonna get, I was like, all right, whatever. And we go to get the Uber, and he was just like, I'm not getting an Uber. I promised myself I wouldn't spend any money on this trip. Right.
Yeah, he said, I promised myself I wasn't going to spend any money on this trip. And then just got in the Uber.
Which, strong move.
Fucking very strong move. But it's so funny to just, instead of just being like, I don't have any money, be like, ah, I'd pay, but I made a deal with myself. can't pay for anything. I'd love to pay, but I made a commitment.
There's honor there.
There is honor.
He maintained honor.
There was one time we were on a bachelor party, and this was one of my friends. This is somebody else.
I know, but just, you know,
dude,
I don't want to be hard on the boy. This
was genuinely a very funny story. We were all hammered. And it was such a funny thing to be like, I made a deal with my. I remember sitting there being like, all right then.
Well played, insane person. Well played, guy that no one's going to call out.
Sticking to your word. Yeah, there was a guy. We went to a bachelor party one time, and this dude was a. He pretended to lose his wallet right outside of the strip club. And it was like, dude,
come on.
That's I don't nice know, move. Man. He was griping. He didn't want to go because he didn't want to spend that cash, bro.
Was he griping before he lost the wallet?
He's griping about going. And then we get there. He goes, oh, where's my wallet? And I was like, you dirty
what
dog,
what a motherfucker.
Bro. You dirty dog.
And it was
dog.
A bachelor party. You went to a strip club.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun bachelor party.
When you're a youngster, dude. Yeah. By the time you're on your second wedding...
True.
Want to play some paintball?
True. I'll give you that.
Play some paintball and drink some seltzer.
No, we're going to get LeMaire up there table dancing.
Oh, 100%.
Don't fucking shake your head. We're going to get O'Connor and LeMaire table dancing.
Yeah, dude. It'd be awesome.
Going at it. Double-sided dildo. You too.
I got to start stretching.
I started stretching. That's part of my morning routine as well.
Yeah.
All my off days.
I'm getting like a tightness in my heel.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's not good, right?
Need some sun salutations, dude, early in the morning.
Yeah, what is that? That's
the yoga flow, yeah. Like, up all the way down.
What's the one you put your asshole in the sun?
Downward dog. Wait.
Isn't that a thing? You put your asshole in the sun.
Do you really?
Yes. In yoga? Your bare asshole. I don't think it's in yoga.
Some people are like doing
There's something going on right now where you put your asshole in open.
Because it never gets any light, you know.
Get some vitamin D on your
hole. I like that.
Yeah.
Perineum sunning.
Perineum sunning? That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah, not asp, not hairy your asshole.
Asshole out in a park.
Yeah, how do you get you got it? That's, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's kind of a privilege to be able to get sun on your asshole. Not everyone can just get sun on their asshole.
No, it's actually the one thing everybody can do.
Yeah, but where? If you don't have like a private balcony.
Not without like getting arrested.
You can't catch sun on your ass. I mean, I think I'm going to start doing
you could
inside.
Find. You could find a place.
You'd be surprised.
If you timed it.
To put your asshole in the sun?
I mean, I have a little roof deck, obviously. I'm the 1%, so I can sun my asshole. But my neighbor can peer down and see my asshole at any point if he looks. I need to build up.
It's like, you need to.
That's, get it nice and tan.
How would you sun your asshole? Would you go on your belly or your back and sun your asshole?
Yeah, like up on your shoulders.
For some reason, I imagined back initially.
Do you really?
I would go legs.
I was belly spread.
Face down, ass up is probably the correct way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like in this, whatever it was called,
perineum, Sonny?
I feel like it's on your back.
Oh, it is on your back, leg spread.
Oh, that's actually physically hard.
Yeah, this actually is kind of difficult. Is there a contraption that can kind of just spread? is there a contraption?
There's a new BattleBots? Hmm. 250 new bots?
There's got to be a swing of some
new bots, you say?
What did you say? There's
I wonder if the Department swing. Of Defense yeah. is watching bots, just like.
Gotta learn some stuff.
This kid's got talent. Bring him in. Some fucking terrorist is going to get hit with a wedge. Some guy is going to be holding a bunch of people hostage. A wedge is just going to come like pick him up slightly.
Flip him over.
It's the Black Widow bot. We've got to go. Oh, shit. They sent Black Widow.
It's like the new ISIS
shitty, like,
the new ISIS general's in a cave and the Black Widow bot's come and he's like, oh, no.
No.
Just cries like a dog. He dies like a dog. Just like a
fucking dog, dude. Al Baghdadi. I can't believe he died like a dog.
Oh, fuck.
Like a dog.
It would be sick if you just had bots with just hammers on top.
I mean, we do literally use bots. We use battle. We use real battle bots.
Yeah, but sure. Just with a hammer.
Hammer or like bot a would be
good. Shark with a tail.
The shark tail would be wicked, dude.
Well, you just saw that. You remember that, like,
DARPA got their hands on that thing.
You think at MIT or Boston Dynamics yeah. That fucking like dog robot.
Yeah, that's.
Oh yeah.
Get that thing with a hammer and just let it run loose in the Middle East. Just yeah. Set a couple of those loose.
Just opening doors.
Just be like, everybody, stay inside for a couple. Stay inside for a decade. We just let out a bunch of these hammer deer.
Oh, hammer dogs.
The hammer dogs are loose. We're going to set them loose.
Hammer tail? Do they have a hammer
tail?
They're
just going to hit whoever they run into. So you guys better stay in.
Oh, dude.
And it's not our fault.
With like samurai sword tails?
Whoa. Now you're talking real violence.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were talking
Just a nice hammer dog to fucking send you back into your house. You go outside and some robot comes running over.
I'm talking about to control it, to attack the enemy. I'm trying to bring it
I'm to trying to attack the enemy as well. But
you want to keep them in their house?
I'm saying we go to the Middle East, anywhere in the Middle East, not even people we're at war with.
Yeah, toss a milk bone at the target.
We should let be out, at war with the entire Middle East. That's our problem.
We should be. And we should let out 1,000 of those robots that run. With hammers attached to them that are constantly swinging, and just set them out like Roombas, and just hit whoever's outside.
Yeah,
if someone's outside, you run them down and hit them.
Yeah,
and just be like, everybody over there, stay inside.
Yeah, knock
quit
it off.
Fucking around.
Quarantine.
True.
You know, that's my plan.
You do like a 6 month like bomb chill. People probably like, be like, wait, how do we fucking build these things?
We so wanted to see that dog going around, and then. Yeah. Then the ISIS puts together a wedge.
A wedge?
Oh, dude. Damn. You would sell them a wedge, wouldn't you?
You would.
ISIS puts together their own wedge.
ISIS.
Russia sells them a wedge.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Wedge. It's over if wedge gets in there.
Like general.
Dog versus hammer dog versus wedge?
Oh, the general would get the footage and be like,
oh, my.
Where the hell do they get a wedge?
Just seeing it roll into town.
Oh.
Oh.
It'd have, like, it'd be black. Oh, painted with the fucking scribbles, white scribbles.
Turns
on
out
it.
Hillary Clinton sold them the weapons to the wedge. Goddamn Obama and Hillary sold them the wedge.
El Bakhtar al Bed el Wedge is the greatest wedge. My God, they've got a wedge.
What happened? Well, can we send a wedge in? Be like, what happens when two wedges collide?
We don't know. It just slowly. Like, that's what happened in the Civil War.
What?
I'm on a history right now.
What happened?
The Merrimack versus the Monitor. We had both the North and the South built boat wedges.
What?
And then they first off, they killed all the other ships immediately. And then it was just two wedges in the sea. They fought for like hours and neither of them did anything to each other.
We got to get behind each other.
They could they were literally built like wedges.
Yeah.
They were built like, for some reason, like tents on the water of steel.
Holy fuck.
And every cannonball just bounced off of them. And they just fought each other for hours.
Fuck, dude.
Enough that, like, I think people saw it from, like, the shore.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And I was like, look at these bots, dude. Look at these fucking wedges. These wedges are going nuts.
Didn't they build like a little submarine ball with like a scooter?
And, they
like,
built all types of crap.
Bicycle in it.
They battle bought it out. They built like, they're like, we got 250 bots. Dude. We're gonna give these things chances. That was World War One. Was battle bots also?
Oh really?
They were just like, we're just testing shit out.
Just weird fucking contraptions.
Throw it out there, see what happens.
Fuck, it's so funny.
They invented like planes and tanks and everything in that war, like just machine guns, barbed wire,
to drop bombs on them.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty tight. That's they were awesome. Just like, let's try stuff. Throw it out there. See, I wonder if someone went with a wedge first.
Wedge tank? I don't know why they didn't do it.
Knocked over like a guy. Like mission accomplished, dude.
That imagine going back in time with a wedge. Just, that like, guy's think muddy. Think about going like back in like the 30s with an AK. Or when did AKs come out? Like the, say the 1800s with an AK. It's like, dude, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine going back in time with a wedge, dude.
Yeah. Just roll.
Taking out a whole cavalry.
I'm guessing. Yeah. 59 for the AK-47.
Yeah, look, I think that's a good
one. Unless it's 1947.
Yeah, it's going to be like 48.
What did I say?
48.
Well, designed between 1946 and 1948, and it was produced in 1948.
There you go.
That's probably why it's an AK-47. Now that you think about it.
Could be.
It's a good thing we ended that war.
Yeah.
Before those boys got
those 47s.
Ooh,
boy.
Japanese would have been in trouble. Anyway, come on. Sorry, let's get back to wedges.
True.
Yeah,
it's big. Dude, I this might be like the dumbest thing in the world, but today I had a I wouldn't call it intense, but when I wake up in the morning, I go downstairs. First thing I do is I meditate for 20 minutes every single day. It's my new regime. Before I'd go down and I'd work immediately. Now I do just meditation.
Regimen.
Yeah, it's my new regimen. I go down and do a
new regime. It's been a regime change.
Yeah. So now I do stuff like it's just for like my mind and body before I do anything else. So I'll meditate, then I'll do like a little workout, or if I already worked out, I'll do a little stretch day. But I started and usually too, after I meditate, I journal my dreams that I just had the night before. So it's like the mornings for me are like incredibly mystical. But I'm meditating. I'm trying to like, usually I'm trying to think of like, you know, what was the dream I had? And I start thinking about, well, first of all, I'm like kind of like being like, dude, stop trying to use meditation time for production time. This is something I struggle with all the time. I'm trying to meditate. I'm thinking about my
next move. But you're too productive.
Thinking about my next move. It's like,
too industrious.
I was born with a 4D chessboard in my head, dude. It's not my fucking fault. But
yeah.
So I'm sitting there. I'm trying to like, dude, just, you know, stop planning. Stop fucking scheming, dude. Just relax. And I started thinking about a dream I had recently. I'm trying to make sense of the dream meaning. And I was in a little room, and I just enlisted in the Army. Naturally, I'm telling everyone, like, yeah, just enlisted. Yeah, sure. Like, I'm just bragging to a room full of people. Being like, yeah.
I literally did that. Go ahead. I actually lived this.
Feel good?
It felt great. That was the coolest shit in the world to be like, yeah, I'm joining the Army.
It felt really good. I was in a room full of people. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go. It's about that time. And then Mark Zuckerberg walks in, and he's like, oh, you're in the military. I'm actually going to swim back to base. It's 20 miles. Do you want to come with me?
You're drenched again.
So I'm like, I'm in the room full of people I'm bragging about, and I'm like, I'm bragging to. So I'm like,
Mark Zuckerberg's like, I'm in the military. I'm actually swimming back to base.
20 miles.
Come. 20 miles swim.
So I say, yeah, Zuck, no problem. So me and Zuck are in the water. And it's fucking like, you know, I'm in the ocean, like where I can't even feel like my feet are, I'm like, can't like touch the bottom.
Sure.
So the water's really rough. It's ripping.
Yeah, 20 miles out at sea.
Well, we weren't even out yet. We're we had 20
area.
Miles to go.
Yes.
So I get out there. I'm like, Zuck, do I get a fucking wetsuit or something? He's like, no. And I was like, Zuck, I'm going to fucking drown out here, dude. This water's cold. I'm like, it's choppy. And he's like, that's why you'll never be great. And he just swims away from me. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Whoa.
So then I swim back to shore. And then, so, you know, the whole part of the dream I'm pondering, I go, is that why I'll never be great? Or do people die because people like Zuckerberg want to be great? So I'm, you know, obviously I'm meditating. So I'm meditating upon this, and then I'm like, dude, I wonder what fucking someone with as much power as Zuckerberg, like, what the fuck do they do? Because I started thinking about Zuck. And again, I'm supposed to be meditating, so now I'm thinking about Zuck, and I'm like, fuck, dude, when that guy's on C-SPAN, like, yes, Mr. Senator, he's probably waking up, like, just, like, underneath people every morning, just fucking, like, boys, girls, old men. Yeah, if you're a billionaire, you're definitely having like wild orgies.
I don't think he is. I think he's just a weirdo that's like with his ugly girlfriend.
You think so?
The mayor has something hot.
I've seen Mark Zuckerberg's office. He's a nerd.
Okay.
You've seen his office?
Yeah, he doesn't fuck.
Okay.
He fucks his wife. Huh?
What about the band? High school band. They get real fucking weird.
True, that's true. The band is the freakiest group.
True.
Yeah. He's
now,
not a band kid.
Why on earth were you in Mark Zuckerberg's office?
I have a friend who works at Facebook, and I visited.
You went in Zuck's office?
I was in Facebook. earlier this year, January.
Zuck's office, though?
I walk past it. You can't get into his office. He has bulletproof glass.
That's a good call, dude. A lot of, that must suck, dude. Yeah. You must get nothing but death threats. Some dude's like, fuck you.
I had a fucking dream about you last night. Yeah. You said I'd never be fucking great.
That's why they built castles back in the day. It's the same reason you're building.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that's that rich and famous, people are like, I'll kill you. All the peasants are like, I'll fucking kill you.
Fuck you up.
It's like, build a wall.
It'd be sweet if he got killed.
Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
What a nasty thing for you to say.
I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be fun. I'd like to see more, like, assassinations, I think.
You think so? Of, like, tech?
just like...
You want to see Jack
just
from
people,
Dorsey?
Just, like,
Jack
just from people Twitter? Being like, yeah, they just, got, whistle like they, that? Just, they just got too big, and, like, now you have to kill him.
Who do you think would kill Zuck? The wedge?
Just wedge him up.
That could be his...
Wedge him right up.
I would imagine Zuckerberg does run like that Boston Dynamics deer. Like very weird, like falling. Like the wedge could fuck him up.
I'm telling you, man. Digital send wedge. A bot on him because he'd probably be like, oh, sweet. Like,
oh, nice. A wedge.
A bot, yeah. Then he just reaches over his balcony. It wedges him, then pops him the hydraulic pop, sends him to his fucking death in Hawaii.
Yeah, he'd be so shocked.
That a wedge got him?
Gets right under that bulletproof glass.
Yeah.
True. Just right through the gap. Yeah.
True, dude.
It's like you didn't think about the wedge.
A Trojan horse. You put it on the elevator. He's like, sweet, robotics. Bring it in. It's a gift. Turns out it's a fucking wedge.
It's just a robot box. And he's like, oh, well.
Turns out it's fucking
cuts
deadlift.
In half and it's two wedges, dude.
Whoa, dude, it's two?
Yeah.
Turns out it's double
deadlift.
If he
saw a wedge, he's obviously going to call a security team of bots. He probably has security bots. But if you give him like a box, he's like, oh, a symbol. This is nice.
Ooh, a wedge.
And then it splits into two wedges, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking one for each foot. He's,
Yeah.
Just takes him wherever it wants him.
Can't go right.
Now you're a prisoner to the wedge. You're at its will.
Some 14-year-old who built it is fucking. Dude, so I'm sitting there today and I'm like, I'm
that